But we could come by tomorrow night if you guys were jiggy.
Yeah, fuck it.
Tomorrow night would be great, yeah.
Okay,
make a dinner or something.
Where are you going? New Hampshire?
Yeah, New London, New Hampshire. We got to pick up a guy's stuff. And then
when are you coming back?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh,
so we'd come through tomorrow night.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck yeah.
I mean, we could get a hotel room on the company dime, but...
You can also crash it at the place.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a spare room with two twins.
So. Oh, that's sick. Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah, we booked a place that has four bedrooms, so pals can come visit. Ian's
are your ladies coming up?
Mai's coming this weekend, I think.
Sick.
Yeah.
Whose car are you guys taking?
We're taking separate cars.
Shit.
Yeah.
Are you going to drive your car, Nick?
Yeah. We started this.
Oh,
I'm
God.
I'm eating chips.
That's awesome.
Oh, God,
that's
what?
Sick. Nothing.
What are you upset about?
No, nothing.
What did you say?
Why are you upset?
Nothing.
What are you upset about, man?
I didn't say anything.
What's going on?
You're worried about your carbon footprint.
Yeah, they know we're all driving separate cars.
The Cumtown carbon footprint.
Adam, climate change Friedland. Man, I just fucking jet set, hypocritical millionaire.
Wait, do you want to take your car? Do you want to...
I'm going to drive both of my cars up there. I'm going to drive the one car 15 feet, leave it running, get out, get the other car.
Are you taking,
drive
the,
that 15
are you taking
feet.
The Volvo? Or?
You stop trying to... Now you're trying to like dox my cars so people can...
I'm not trying to dox anything.
You should rent just a box truck.
Andy's on the show. Andy Haynes, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. The God.
Thank you.
The God.
The God. Andy the fucking God.
The God, Andy Haynes.
It's funny to apply that to yourself.
The God.
Very, I want to be T-Bone. George Costanza.
Yeah. If we're doxing people's cars, Nick's driving his car.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
And Adam is driving the gay sex mobile.
Wait, we live 10 minutes away from each other. We should drive together.
I'm driving a stretch H2 Hummer. Wow. It's got a patio on the back.
That's awesome.
I actually stole it from
the back. There's a bunch of bells and shit decaled on the back and says just busted.
Yes. But also it's dedicated to my friend Nico Rivera that was killed at a Yankees game. By the actual Hummer. He got ran over by his own
Dude,
Hummer.
Dude, I was driving around the other day.
Oh, that's a beautiful tribute, by the way, Andy.
Thank
listening
you.
To WFAN, The Fan, mm-hmm. like local sports talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like
you know what the reads are for this episode?
Remember, that was we said job? It earlier.
Remember, shit, remember I said, set the papers aside, and you said, I got it. I'll remember.
What the fuck?
Do you remember? Hold on. Andy, let's see if he remembers.
We're
not
going to
give you a hint.
You're not getting hints.
You have to guess on Mike.
Blue Chew and Cushy Dreams.
Good job.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Good job. Yeah.
Damn.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I'm proud. Hey, Nick's mad. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. But they were having like...
I'm going to get you
If
back.
I read your guys' ad reads this month, can I have revenue?
No.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You can have a Cushy Dreams pre-roll, though.
Well, that helps.
You'll get paid the guest rate for the show, which is $12.75.
It's CBD, dude.
We pay minimum wage. It's $15 an hour.
Cool.
Now that we're job creators.
Yeah.
I'm still making minimum wage 6 years in. So.
Yeah. You guys should get SBA loans for this.
We really should.
We really missed the boat in 2020, the free government money that was really
We should have.
Everybody got that shit. I didn't realize how easy it was.
Yeah. My dad, fucking dummy, got... They gave him $100K, and he was like, I don't feel right, and he gave it back.
Oh, my God. What a retard.
It's all forgivable.
The Lakers did that, too.
Our friend Dylan that did the show, he got one of those loans and then immediately put it into crypto in the stock market, made a shit ton of money.
Bought a house.
What the fuck? I'm so bad with money.
Yeah, and then he just killed himself last week. So
really?
Yeah, well, he died. He was finished. He did everything.
That's sick.
That's the goal.
I hope he was jacking it. I hope he was jerking it when he died.
He lost. He was like, I'm going to make $100 million. He did. And then he lost 15 pounds and killed himself.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
The hero's journey.
He had a wife.
Well, that doesn't count.
Did he have a kid?
Well, he killed them both before.
Yeah.
Murders, then Wast died.
Yeah, he crippler cross-faced them to death.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I was listening to WFAN, and these fucking jamokes for like 20 minutes. Their conversation was, whether or not they think it's safe to wear a Yankee hat in Boston. And they're like, you have to be out of your goddamn mind to walk around in Boston to go to Fenway wearing a Yankee
hat.
That's
why, like, boomers talk about, like, Brooklyn.
They think it's
like any city.
Yeah.
Like, if you get downtown Brooklyn, you step out off the bus, gun in your face, rob the media.
Yeah. My dad, when I moved to New York, was like, you better be careful. It's like, we live in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's like a million times
from
worse.
The Wire.
You brought me to the most dangerous city in America.
Yeah, when I've been doing the road
this... That's so funny, dude. Because old people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was doing the road this year, every time I'd go to, like, some kind of vaguely conservative place, somebody would be like, so, New York's a war zone. And then cut to me, like, having, like... yogurt parfaits in a park. Yeah.
That's like a Tucker thing, I think. They're all talking about how the cities are violent now.
Yeah, the Whole Foods on 14th is an absolute war zone.
I've seen some crazy shit at that Whole Foods, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The upstairs was like a kind of like a Penn Station vibe.
Yeah, I see a lot of junkies nodded off. I saw a junkie bought one of those pomegranate things, or I don't know if he bought it.
That goes. It pairs well with fentanyl.
You're talking about the one in Union Square.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've only been there to use the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, the upstairs like food hall section, he was like waddling around, like almost falling, and he starts opening his palm, and he just dropped, and that shit stained so bad, and he just dropped it all over a woman.
Oh my god!
He was holding a piece of shit.
No, he was holding a pomegranate juice.
Oh, yeah.
Palm.
I thought he was holding feces.
I just went to Salt Lake. There were so many junkies in Salt Lake City.
Mm. Yeah, like, SLC punks,
doing the fucking, you know, whatever.
They had like little tent cities.
Tai Chi shit.
Mm-hmm. They had little tent cities under the overpass, like freeways.
Yeah.
REI
is booming.
It really was, dude. There were little tents. Those motherfuckers had bikes.
That'd be a cool,
like, bunch of bikes. They're just riding around homeless as fuck.
I like how
bikes.
You say, like, it's like a novel. They actually had bicycles.
Dude, but it was like all these other people. They had like parking for their bikes. I walked from the hotel to Target. It was like a 30-minute walk on those big ass fucking. Also, the streets are too big in Utah.
Yeah.
They're gigantic.
It's like Denver. All those, like, Midwest towns.
You look at the grid, and you're like, oh, it's a block away. And a block is, like,
But you know
mile.
What the grid is based on? It's all off of the temple in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Every street is numbered according to where it is in relation to the temple.
Did you go to the temple and charge up?
I did.
That's sick.
I put the underwear on, but I cut a dick hole in.
Yeah,
so just so sick. I can get some fucking Mormon pussy.
I'm gonna move to Salt Lake City.
It sucks, dude.
I'm gonna fucking.
It's bad.
I'm gonna open up like a liberal version of the death metal coffee or whatever. What's the
Black Rifle Coffee?
Yeah, I'm gonna open liberal Black Rifle Coffee.
Yeah, they're from Utah.
Black penis coffee.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's just awesome, sexy black guys.
Everyone that works here is a veteran fag. We've all
everyone's
had gay
gotten
sex.
Blasted in their ass by a black man.
We've all survived being fucked viciously. There's like a guy in a wheelchair, his barber body's all buff. Yeah. He's like, I blew my back out and fucking... not Iraq, but you know,
yeah.
Someplace over there.
In Chirac.
Yeah. In, what's that gay bar in L.A.?
All of them?
No, the one that
Adam
shows at.
Adam?
KGB?
Come on, everybody.
Here. No, it's like right on Sunset. Why the fuck can't I think of it right now? It's like the most famous gay bar in L.A. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Largo? UCB?
No, it starts like,
UCB
I said it because it sounds like Iraq almost.
I don't remember.
Baghdad?
Nah, it's over. I fucked it up.
You fucking idiot.
Dude, get off the show.
Andy, you're a fucking piece of shit, dude.
Yeah. But anyways, where were we? Homo coffee.
Yeah, we're getting our cocks.
Homo coffee.
You gotta have as your
that's what you call that's what you call a swish. Bitwise. Right there.
When I enlisted in being gay, it was the proudest I'd ever been. Yeah.
Didn't one of the SEAL Team Sixes that killed Bin Laden
half of them
transition?
Them are trans.
Yeah.
Half
really?
Of them are like.
Yeah, they're all like, we're all, I'm trans.
Yeah, I killed Bin Laden and now I'm a fucking lady.
Yeah,
you got a problem with it?
Exactly.
That's sick.
Dude, yeah. I wish Chappelle would have covered that.
Yeah.
Dude,
we need his take on it.
He needs to go after SEAL Team 6.
That would be funny.
Did you watch the special?
I watched like the first half. I didn't get to the part where he like said all the stuff that everybody's upset about.
I didn't watch it, but wasn't the point he was making that like
that's black, what's funny about
black
comedy
people
specials?
Are also minorities and that they like minorities should all realize
none
that.
Of us watched it. Who knows?
No one watched it. Nobody gives a shit. But that's what's funny about comedy specials. No, it'd be all controversial like this because it probably was 5 minutes of the thing and then the rest of it's like, what the hell happened to Hot Pockets?
No, he did have some funny jokes in there.
I'm sure he did. He's Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he's Dave Chappelle. I thought of the same premise as the premise.
The fuck trans people?
Yeah, I was like.
Yeah, I thought of that premise,
too. I thought of that a while ago.
And he had it in his notebook. He's like, yeah, you're telling me you chop your cock up and into a pussy and that's normal?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to let my kids see you?
Why don't you put a diaper on and piss in your pants, you fucking freak? The fuck do you need to use a bathroom for? I'm sure that'll make you cum. Two birds with one stone.
You were killing doing that at Funny Moms.
Yeah. I was like, you're going to bring your Frankenstein pussy into the kids' room.
Yeah. It's alive. Better not be around me, pal. I'll tie you to a fence.
No, I got in this conversation with somebody, and it's very offensive, so obviously your fans will love it, was that...
No one listens to the show anymore, by the way.
Yeah. Trans people, this is Chappelle's thing that was really controversial, was that trans women are, like, doing a caricature of a woman, and so it's, like, the equivalent of blackface for women.
Oh, really?
And I don't know. Like, it's obviously very offensive. I know that, like, people are pissed about it. But I also don't know why people can be like, I'm a woman. And then they just are like a what they think a woman is.
Yeah. They all get cool names. They all get to be Esmeralda.
That's because
like
actual
that.
Women or cis women don't know what the fuck they're doing either. They're bad at everything. They're women.
Yeah.
I think in some way, a man being bad at being a woman is more woman-like.
Are there?
Exactly.
Than if they killed it. You know, I mean.
Trans women are the actual purest form.
I told them that story. I knew a guy that transitioned, but it was like clear. It seemed like he only transitioned because he heard that was a thing that was going on.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I guess I did. And he did. He was doing it. My friend told me. I was second. He was doing like girls' night where there would be one night out of the week he would be a girl and he'd invite people over. But these are people that have known him for 15 years. He'd be like, can somebody help me with the TV? It's your TV. And he would just pretend to be like fucking helpless or whatever. And this is a guy with like facial tattoos.
Yeah, he's like,
I don't know how to log on to my FTP to buy guns. Yeah, basically. We're like, this is offensive. He's just doing a rude impression.
Yeah.
I want to meet a trans woman that just transitions to a woman, but then is the biggest Butch Dyke in the world.
Yeah, that would be cool.
She's like, what's up? I work on bikes.
Because you really don't see that.
You're more manly than you were when you were a man.
The Navy SEAL guys are close to that, but then they all look like, they dress like Hillary Clinton. They'll have like pearls and stuff.
That'd be sick if one of the Navy SEAL guys was trans while he killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's how they snuck
in. You almost said Obama.
Yeah,
that's what wishful thinking.
Michelle's deep cover. Yeah,
he honeypotted.
Yeah, that would be fucking awesome. Poor Osama, dude. He thought he won. He was in his little mansion.
He was jacking off
the porn.
Mm-hmm. That was the best detail that he jacked off.
On like a Dell Optiplex.
Yeah.
I love that Chris Pratt killed him in that movie.
Yeah.
I love operators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think have you guys ever had an operator on here?
Smooth
operator.
We
actually haven't.
That's a trans operator.
Some special forces operator. Guy emailed me and was like, yeah, my brother's is like Delta Force and he wanted to know if you could give him a shout out on the show. And then I just sort of closed the email.
tell him you don't care unless he's trans.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Trans operator is a pretty good cover. I think you should commit to that
cover.
Trans operator.
I don't remember how the rest of
Smooth operator. They're a trans operator.
I don't remember how the rest of Smooth
operator.
Trans operator.
Is that Sade?
Yeah, put it on.
I was listening to Sade in the car like a month ago, and I saw a black guy wearing like his. It was a gay black guy.
Nice.
So the cutting edge of fashion. Or
of
whatever.
Course, yeah. If he was British, the world would blow up.
His jeans were ripped, but entirely. He had removed the knee section, so there was the calf of the jean and then the leg.
No,
how
were
they
held
on both? They were just held on by because how tight they were.
That's
so he's wearing like he put the top on and then put the sleeves
that
on.
That fucking rules.
There's a brand that makes those pants.
Shut up, Adam.
Oh, you know about it.
Hood by Air.
Oh, I know. Oh, about, you know. I already know
Hood
about
it. Hood by Air makes those pants.
Yeah. Who does?
Hood by Air.
You know, if I had a gun right now, I'd shoot you right in the fucking
Well, place. I'm glad that we're in New York City, and that's incredibly illegal here.
Well, my 3D printer shows up.
All right.
If I had a gun right now, I'd shoot a bird.
Yeah. If I had a gun right now, I'd shoot a female director of photography.
Wow.
Nobody's safe.
Too soon, Adam. Sorry.
Damn, I wonder how drunk Alec Baldwin is right now.
Oh, yeah.
So drunk.
Yeah.
There's a picture of him with her... her husband and child.
It turns out the person on the set responsible for making sure the guns didn't have real bullets in them is
trans.
Also a woman.
Also a woman.
Whoa.
So it's her. You look at the whole story and it's like, can somebody explain to me what actually went wrong here? I mean,
they had a table full of guns.
Oh, yeah. Why I'm supposed to be upset about this? Because it sounds like we're right back to where we started here, that women don't really. You know, they're bad at everything.
She was like, this gun's empty. Whoa, wait a second. I don't feel like I have the space to speak up.
Right. If only Alec Baldwin hadn't talked over her in a meeting.
Then, yeah, that other lady would be alive right now.
Yeah, she was holding space.
So women being a dumb bitch led to the murder of an innocent person.
Yeah. Mm.
What else? Is
no, it's pretty tragic. I didn't listen to it, but apparently it was like some 22-year-old girl was like the armor on set.
She got fired from her
last
job.
First job. No, the AD did.
Oh, okay.
The AD got fired because there was another thing where, like a gun hurt. I don't know if it was live ammunition, though, or like the gun going off like spooked somebody and they fell over.
Is that normal to have live ammunition on a show?
It can't be. It can't be.
No.
I think I saw some shit where it was like they also had to get like the crew wasn't union or some shit. So it's like there's a ton of shit that
people walked off.
They were like
they
cutting
hired
hella corners. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, this shit is fucking.
Yeah, I haven't looked into it, but I don't understand how live ammunition even ends up on the set.
I thought it was a fucking blank.
No.
But you can't. Well, a blank is like.
A blank, you would have to. I think it would have to hit you like this close.
Yeah, all the blank is so the bullet's got gunpowder in the cartridge, and then the bullet part on the top is like that's propelled by the gunpowder.
Right.
And a blank, I'm pretty sure it's just like it's paper or something that holds the gunpowder.
But it could fuck you up at a short
close, but just because it's like the force of the air or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, it's not, I don't think he like held the gun to her head and shot her with the blank.
I hope not.
That's when the accident happened. Yeah. He had the gun at her head. Everybody was like, Alec, put it down.
Chill.
Look at me, I'm Donald Trump.
I'm Donald Trump.
This is what Donald Trump
was
doing.
No, that's the best part of the whole thing is that he was doing a bit. Yeah. It was like between takes.
Yeah.
He's like, you want to do another fucking take?
Yeah.
Dead.
He's just
really?
He's like, look, it's my fucking dick.
Wait, seriously? It was a joke?
Yeah.
He was doing a bit. Yeah.
Do you think Hilaria is speaking in her Spanish accent or her American accent to console him?
R.I.P. to the girl who died.
Alec, ¿qué pasa?
You so crazy.
Well, she's just a white bitch from Long Island or some shit, right?
Yeah, but she's got Spanish ancestors.
So all of a sudden
she was like, me llamo Hilaria.
That's so fucking awesome.
Wait,
can we back up a second?
No.
I think that the Chappelle bit could, if seen in a different way, potentially just be a pro-blackface bit, right? So you're saying if we're going to allow this, we should allow blackface also.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that there was wasn't there a legitimate argument around when trans was like a huge thing when Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, and then they did... Dolezal said, or somebody said they were transracial, and there was people that were legitimately going like, oh, okay, well, if we're going to let them do that, we should.
Yeah, literally the only reason that's not valid is because it didn't like originate on some dumbass college campus.
Yeah.
If Rachel Dolezal was 20 years old and like fucking fat and going to Oberlin,
she had a, like
then we would have a serious.
Well, don't you think these people, if they could have, they would have done all those women you're describing would try and be a different race?
No, because the window for that was the early 90s.
But isn't race just as much of a social construct as gender?
That's what they're saying.
And it's our job as comedians to answer these questions on podcasts.
It's our job to walk America back from the ledge. Mm-hmm. That's what Chappelle said at the comics ball.
That's why Jumper plays throughout the special.
What's that?
That's why Jumper by Third Eye Blind plays throughout this band.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. That's a not different even, song.
Not even close.
You step back from that ledge.
I'll be there for you. That was
playing. Clap.
It would be great if the Transphobic Special had come from David Schwimmer for some
reason. Yeah, yeah.
If he was nowhere to be seen, then he released a Netflix special that's like, you're not a girl. You still have a dick. And then people are like, David.
Yeah.
Go back to wherever you were.
Dude, when I was like, I don't know, this is like probably like 8 years ago. Actually, you guys were probably still in D.C. I opened for Dave Foley at Draft House.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like him doing...
I think I was literally there.
Yeah, he was doing stand-up.
I remember I did the open mic that night.
I got a call from Singapore.
Okay, cool.
It's probably the Sultan of Brunei.
We're hearing about Dave Foley.
Pick it up.
From our dear friend.
Hello?
You're taking Chinese phone calls.
Hello? Ni hao?
Answer, coward.
Hi, my name is Chris from U.S. Auto Care. How are you doing today?
No, you're not. You're from Singapore. All right, that's enough of that.
Coward. But Dave Foley is like doing this like... he has to do comedy because his alimony's so fucked up or whatever.
Hold that thought. Adam, hit him with the... Tell him
which
about
one
the,
first?
God damn it.
Well, I'll just say he had a closer that was just like...
Oh, yeah, he had to keep working because he had a terrible divorce settlement, right?
His divorce settlement was when he was on news radio.
So no.
And then the show got canceled.
No, dude, that bitch finessed him.
But his closer when he was doing stand-up, because he'd never done stand-up, was just like, he said the N-word.
What?
40 times.
Dave Foley?
Yeah, in 4 minutes he said the N-word.
I was not there that night.
That's awesome.
40 times. He was like, why can't I say it? If you can say it. It was just like...
What?
It was so insane.
Did it Kramer? He did that post-Kramer, too.
Yeah, it was like, Factory. I think he watched like a Louis special.
It's funny because it's like all these old dinosaur comedians that like have no problem shitting all over anybody that gets in trouble now. Like we're all that, they all had that mentality.
Right.
You know, like Patton or whatever, certainly like Sarah Silverman. They were all just that person until 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And then if you make a big like public apology and fucking self-flagellate, you
as
feel
long
like,
as you're already in,
right?
And
right,
then
right.
then the process of cancellation becomes this like mm-hmm. calcifying or hardening thing that solidifies your position forever. And right. then you become an authority in which you get to determine when people right. are actually contrite.
Right.
Because that's what happened with Megan Amram. Yeah. It's like they went for Megan Amram, and it's like. You know, she's already like made, so it doesn't
already
matter.
An Emmy
so she got,
winner.
Yeah, she got in trouble for making fun of Asians, and then she apologized, and then other rich white women accepted her apology, and now she gets to decide like who means it when they fucking say sorry
if they apologized enough.
Yeah, I think we should all come together to accept that rich white women are the problem.
Yeah, thank you.
The Antichrist.
About fucking time.
You ever do that at home with the wife? You just say like, oh,
I will say.
Okay,
but here, it's like, Megan deserves not to have like anything happen for that because she's good at her job.
Yeah. Right?
That's the only thing that fucking matters.
Unlike my wife.
Yeah.
Did your wife get canceled?
No. My wife can't get canceled.
Grandfather's in the Illuminati.
Her grandfather would just have the NSA just a gas leak would happen to the chancellor.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's sick, dude. I'm
married into some real badass shit.
How much? Fuck, so yeah,
sick. I went skeet shooting with my father-in-law. It was fucking sick. Badass. Mm-hmm. Rosebud actually.
I just imagine them all as like the dad from Fargo.
Yeah, a little bit. I'd say it's like halfway. It's like Fargo family, and then kind of a mix with Succession. There's some real.
Oh, definitely.
Like, there's one sister that the dad doesn't get along with.
Yeah, Adam was dumped by one of the actors.
The stars.
On Succession.
One of the stars.
Which one?
Yeah.
The kind of thick one.
Cheated on and dumped him.
No, cousin Greg.
Cousin Greg used to fuck Adam's ass.
We had a whirlwind. He probably romance. Has a.
Wait, I think I know who it is.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Is it Princess Summerfall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, she's a babe.
Anyway, we want to tell you about Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us,
yeah,
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help get men stronger and longer lasting erections.
Mm-hmm. If you want to impress the former Secretary of Defense with your hard-ass penis, you're going to want BlueChew.com.
BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. BlueChew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections that combat all forms of ED, which is short for erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. Also, you'll come like a Dunkaroos dipper container.
Yeah.
I'm a big shooter.
Square. No, I like to live a little square low.
You're not a big shooter.
I got an ice cube that comes out.
That's awesome.
Hit him with the Super Mario, bitch. Boop.
When you guys were in...
Block for your
bing,
ass.
Bing, bing, bing. Bing, 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 bing. When you guys were in the bodega, I took a pee, and I do legitimately think my penis got smaller. I'm having
when?
A small day.
For just today?
Just today.
Well, it's winter, you fucking dumbass.
I don't know. It looks small.
It gets cold and your dick
bad.
Gets small.
You want me to breathe?
Oh, dude, the high holidays are over.
Oh, yeah. The high holidays. Yeah.
Dude, last year, so I got like ripped. I got like super lean last year.
I remember.
It was disgusting.
And I was also taking cold
showers. I cranked it.
I was taking cold showers all the time. And when it hit winter and it was ice cold, take a 10-minute cold shower and it just fucking evaporates your dick.
Yeah.
I'm like looking like a statue.
When you guys jerk off, do your balls ever like go up into your groin?
No, that used to happen.
I don't know.
I think that's supposed
cold.
To happen.
I've
but
never
now
noticed.
All my systems, they stop working.
When like, I bust, my balls retract.
You know, you're not supposed to be able to pee with your dick hard.
No.
Yeah. You got a vast deference.
Yeah, but you gotta like learn. You learn how to do that. Now it's I can piss hard. I come when I shit. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like I
that
think
rocks.
I'm about to bust and I piss all over the place. It's like all the different the systems. They don't.
Yeah.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office.
That's awesome, man.
No awkward Sick. Conversations and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package.
That's sick.
The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem.
No
there.
Problem at all, folks.
Blue Chew's
fucking pussy.
Blue Chew. Yeah.
Maybe that's why you can't fuck. It's because you're too much of a coward to swallow a pill.
Yeah, if you can't swallow a pill, how are you going to get pussy, dude?
I take 15 pills every morning.
I have a
no water.
I have like a one of those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday boxes that you give your grandma, but it's only Blue Chew.
Yeah, it's fucking crank.
Yeah. Blue Chew's sildenafil and tadalafil. Tablets are chewable. Tablets are made in the U.S. and they prepare to ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform sex, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Here's a special deal for our listeners. You try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code COMETOWN at checkout, and you just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code COMETOWN to receive your first month free.
Wow.
Dude. And we thank Blue Chew.
Thank you so,
for sponsoring
so much, Blue
this
Chew.
Podcast.
We thank you.
And that...
Dude, can I get
let's
some
get
of those Blue
Chew
so I can
yeah,
fuck
I,
my wife?
Actually, I have a bunch.
Do you need help getting your dick hard, Andrew?
Nah, man.
You're a lean guy. You're in good shape.
I just think about injustice.
Mm-hmm. Your dick gets hard?
My dick gets hard. Thinking about fighting injustice.
Oh, yeah. Andy,
as soon as my dick starts to get hard, I think her name was Sandra Bland. It goes back then.
That's why I don't come fast. Yeah. I think about victims of police brutality.
Freddie Gray. I have all the
Fernando
names written on the inside of my thighs.
Yeah.
You're saying them out loud?
Yeah. God. It'd be great to just paint a giant mural of a man's legs, gynecologist style, wide open, and the names of all the victims, and the dick is soft. And you put that just like in a city wall somewhere. Yeah. And then people are like, what the fuck is this?
He thinks
that he can't get his dick hard, because of the names.
You can't see it, but a hot woman is off, yeah. off mural. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of murals are really taking chances. That one in Bushwick of like the street harassment.
Bushwick
one?
Has like tourist mural tours.
Yeah. Jefferson.
Which is,
that
awesome.
Is so
insane.
Fucking gay.
That's where I have to pick up trucks, and there's always like a group of like Italians being like, ah, una pintura.
Really?
Yeah.
That kind of.
And there's also a ton of guys shooting music videos in front of those.
Yeah,
murals.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, when we were looking for like a studio to do this show, and I looked at a place in Bushwick that was basically like a puppy mill for rap videos.
Yeah,
there's just all, every other room in there was a guy like millions of dollars for, you know, just like this shit, whatever garbage,
just smoking. Yeah, badly.
I got stacks on stacks.
Oh, have you guys noticed this, that people are just selling weed on this, like,
mm-hmm. it's legal.
My bodega is selling weed right now.
Like, yeah. When you walk through Washington Square Park, there's just tables of weed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pretty cool.
It's like, I'll never know what the law is. With the, you know.
I'm going to get back into being a weed comic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to be Doug legal. Benson 2.0.
I heard Doug Benson tried weed when he was 58 years old.
Yeah, Doug Benson is 73 or something like that. Yeah. He's only been smoking weed for about 6 years.
That's
and
fucking
hilarious. Now it's really made a career.
What a fucking loser.
He's also only seen about 30 movies.
Yeah. He's all lying he's, about all loving movies. Yeah, all he's seen is Scott Pilgrim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got an earpiece in. When he does those games.
Yeah, he's fake.
He's a fake. He's I've fake. Toured with him. I know he's a fake.
Yeah.
He's That's not even awesome. A man.
Andy, you want to tell us about your surgery? Your
scalp
surgery?
You guys want to know about hair transplants?
Yeah, maybe stop.
Did you get the one where they cut the back of your head?
They don't do that anymore. That's like the old style where they just cut a strip out and then they like take it. It doesn't make sense that they would even do that anymore. I was going to go to Turkey because it's
That's
like
awesome.
$2,000 to get top of the line there.
Yeah.
They actually have robots that do it. And
wow.
But my wife style. Was like, my grandpa can't get you out of Turkey right now. So
it would be funny to get kidnapped by ISIS trying to get hair plugs.
I was the whole time I was laughing, thinking like while they were like anesthetizing me, I was thinking about how funny it would be to die from complications of hair transplants. Yeah.
There's just a video of a guy with a fucking machete to your neck, and you're like, you know, I pledge allegiance to America as a devil country. Just like hiding your hair. Like
I have a bandage.
Yeah,
you're just wearing a beanie. Yeah.
You can cut my head off. I just don't want on the video. Yeah. The lighting is kind of harsh out here in the fucking desert. You know, give me a hat.
A bald hostage is the worst hostage. Why? Can admit that.
No, we can't.
Because there's nowhere to hold the head.
Yeah, exactly. True. That's true. After you chop it off.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm like, when you guys chop my head off and you pick it up by the hair, could you please put the fibers in? So,
Stop. Have you had a consultation?
I don't need it. I have beautiful hair.
But, like, would you ever consider it?
I don't know what you're talking
Stav
about.
Stav can't go to Turkey, though, because of his
It's
Greek.
A blood feud.
Oh, yeah. The Anatolian.
If they see my they'll see my name, they'll fuck my plugs up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll fuck my hair
I would love to be the doctor that sabotages your hair transplants. Just start his hairline an inch over his eyebrows.
That would look great, dude.
Like mid-forehead.
Just make him look like an absolute retard.
I would look awesome.
People go to Turkey for the hair, and then they go to like Colombia for like just massive teeth. People
really?
Come back, yeah, they get fucking.
I'm doing that. I'm getting the Gary Busey, dude. People I'm getting the E. Jean Carroll down there in Colombia.
Yeah, they have these dentists where like they do like a full package.
And think
trip
about the sexual fantasies.
Yeah, you come back, Colombia. You come back, you have these giant chompers. They never look good. A bunch of these like Colombian, these surgical dentists, whatever, have Instagrams, and you can like see their work. What's that? Your
cat?
Oh,
no, I think it's him. Stav's hand.
Oh, Stav's hand.
I was bored by your story.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You derailed. We were having a fun riff about ISIS prisoners, and you were like, "Oh, I know this thing about Colombia."
Yeah,
they get happy? Teeth. They get teeth surgery.
So how the plug feeling, brother?
I just wanna...
it was chill. I mean, it's weird because you
it's looking nice, dude.
It's starting to work. They take like one by one. So basically,
truth be told, I mean, I've forgotten that he had told me that you got bald.
It's starting to grow in.
But so. I also don't remember you being bald.
Nah,
I
it was like a more.
There was one pic on IG, like right after you got married.
Yeah,
where I was like, Andy's—he got hitched. Now
he said, "Fuck."
Now
it.
He's coming out.
Yeah,
now
he said, "Fuck it, I'm bald."
I like shaved my head during
this
quarantine.
This whore is stuck with me.
And there was like a circle here, like that wasn't connected to the rest,
oh, yeah.
but it wasn't even full.
Ooh.
It was like a Rorschach kind of style.
That's tough.
And that's when I made the decision. And I was actually on my way to Turkey, and Rosebud was like, "We're going to American. We found a place in near Atlantic City, Cape May.
Hell yeah, dude.
The Turkey of
Was
America.
It literally because you were afraid you were going to get kidnapped by ISIS?
No, I would literally go to Raqqa right now to get it if it was a deal. I don't have that kind of money. And so I was like, I was ready to go anywhere. Yeah, and then my wife was like, what? Like her That's sister insane. Knew a person and that person. But they're like, they make it seem like they're doctors. They're all like cosmetic snake oil salespeople.
Right,
cool.
That
they
guy's
did it.
A
I've started
mechanic.
To find gray hairs, and I feel like my hair is all going to go gray at once.
Gray
look
is
like
cool.
Hampton pretty soon.
Is his hair
Hampton
gray?
Is gray
yeah,
as fuck.
He's like salt and pepper.
He had the best transformation I ever saw, which I saw him, you know, he moved to LA when I moved to Austin. Didn't see him for probably a year and a half. And then I saw him again, and he had gotten as fat as like a 1700s French political cartoon.
That was, I think it was
it
like for 1 year.
He did, but there
for
was,
one year, he gained 100 pounds.
Like 100 pounds. Yeah, it was an insane amount of weight.
That's fucking wild.
And he did. And it was like, it was funny because it was none of it was structural fat.
Yeah, right. Because he gained it all fat.
He literally looked like he was in a fat suit.
Yeah. It was all, but that's what I mean. He looked like a dandy, like a foppish dandy. Yeah. It was all in his stomach.
That's so funny.
And he would walk around, you know, like the marquee, just with his like giant body. I remember because I went out to L.A. and he was one of the first guys I hung out with because, you know, he was one of my only friends there. And like we were talking about getting dinner or something. He's like, "Yeah, you want to like go to like Taco Bell or something?" And I remember laughing because it seemed absurd. Like, what do you mean we're sober? Why would we go to Taco Bell?
I think he was in a loveless relationship, and instead of having sex, he would go and eat like five hamburgers every night.
Oh man,
I think it was loveless. I think they were
sexless.
Oh, sexless. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
yeah. So I think he was eating his coming.
I think he was just one of those guys. He's just one of those guys that like he just never learned how to eat, and then he hit 24 and he couldn't just eat like shit anymore.
Yeah.
It fell apart. And especially out in LA when you're trying to like that town sucks and there's nothing to do.
Sucks so hard.
There's nothing to do. LA. All you can do is eat and talk to other people who are trying to be famous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn.
When is there going to be a mass shooting at an alt show?
Yeah,
I would love that, dude. Because they're really starting. The old people are starting to get angry. I feel.
Yeah.
Like they realize comedy sucks and it's worthless. Yeah. But they're also not good at it, so they can't use it as an escape from itself.
Yeah.
No, I'd like.
I feel like all those guys are just getting jobs.
They're too gay to do it.
Yeah, they'll all be fine.
Well, everyone will be fine. That's how life works. But I'm with you with the shooting. I think it's going to happen.
It is. It's going to be some guy who couldn't get on Hot Tub.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be some psychopath open micer.
Kill Kristen Schaal.
Yeah, who couldn't get on Hot Tub.
Yeah.
And he's going to fucking...
I forgot about Hot Tub.
But the whole time, like, somebody's going to be trying to be stopping him, like, in a very, like, PC kind of way.
Yeah.
Sir, please respect. And he's going to be like, you
respect
know.
The boundaries. I'm setting a boundary now. Don't shoot me.
He's like got a gun to someone's head, and they're like, "Please, can you social distance a little bit?"
Yeah. Put a mask on, sir.
Just at least put
Where's
a mask.
Your vaccine card?
He's just gonna have a gun, and they're gonna be asking him to put a mask on.
There's a bullet in my liver, but I want to deprioritize my pain as a white man.
Yeah.
Not take up space.
BIPOC people to the front of the line.
The front of the line.
That would be the greatest is somebody is dying and they're like, go take care of POC.
Yeah. I think I saw a black woman who stubbed her toe running away from the gunfire. Get her first into the EMT.
Oh, man. And then they all hold the greatest visual ever.
Are you living? You're living in New York or LA?
I live here. I have never gone back to LA other than like I went back for pilot season 2 years ago.
During quarantine though, did you guys leave or you just left bad stuff?
We were out there because Rosie was shooting a show.
Oh, okay.
And then quarantine hit and we were just kind of stuck.
Mm.
And it sucked.
Oh, quarantine in LA seems so
I mean, I was walking down the street in Echo Park. This is like March, April of 2020, and I was walking like a block away from a woman. and she yelled, put a mask on.
Insane.
A block, a city block. She was like, could you please put a mask on?
Yeah. Insane. Yeah, that's what was worse. It should have been better because of all the nature. But
that's the
they
shit
were
that,
also, they were even gayer about it than people.
That
were.
Truly
I ran
makes
them
me,
coughing.
Yeah. Makes me hope that the vaccines just fucking really fuck people up.
Dude, I like, took my third shot.
Well, that's there has to. That's what it has up. To be. There has to be some kind of breaking point. Like, it's like, I feel like... what I want is shots 1 through 3, you're fine. Maybe you get a little bit fucked up from 3. You know, maybe it takes 10 years off your life.
Yeah.
But if you're one of these, you need all 5 shots, motherfuckers, because that's coming.
Yeah.
If you're not jumping off the train at 5 shots or whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
Then you deserve, like, I hope the vaccines give you AIDS.
I mean,
somehow.
We'll probably have to get a booster every year.
I hope they start to have fentanyl
I think every
patches.
6 months.
Yeah.
Fentanyl? Yeah, that'd be nice. No, not every 6 months.
That's what
it's going to have to be like. What do you mean you heard it? From where?
If you have to get
Fauci.
You have to get your
Tyler
booster.
Fisher's Fauci impression told us that.
Dude, he's
my man is going off on
my
that.
My man
he's,
found his
he
lane
found his little
and
lane
fucking,
and he was like, "You know what? Now really, I believe like, this."
Is, it's a good impression.
It's a good impression.
No, but he got like
he
absorbed
is really changed.
And he's like in a Gina Carano video
yeah,
movie
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah,
it's
he's
so
in a movie.
Funny. Comedy really it just shows you comedians you're like, just whatever.
I remember when he moved to New York, he had a blog, and it was like, follow my journey to SNL. It was like very like hopeful. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's
yeah,
like, yeah, I'm yeah, an yeah, impressions yeah. guy, and like, I'm going to work my ass off.
He's a good at impressions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I fuck with that dude, but it is funny that every post is like...
No, he fully got
every single
red
post.
Post. I love it.
Yeah, but now Fauci is... He was having sex with dogs, wasn't he?
That's
yeah.
true.
That's
he
how he
admit
came
that.
Up with... Yeah, COVID.
Yeah.
He did.
He was
that.
Fucking Clifford.
But that
oh,
wasn't
yeah.
a medical thing. That was an Italian thing.
Yeah, yeah. You can fuck a bigger red dog because mm-hmm. like his clan actually has that on their crest.
Yeah,
a man fucking a dog.
That's awesome. Have you been in the room with any war criminals, Andy?
No,
no.
But I actually like I. Was with my father-in-law, and he's like, I ran into George the other day in Gasparilla.
Oh, hilarious.
And I was like...
George W. Bush.
Yeah, they just, like, were at a hotel, and then they just, like, walked into the...
Dude, I'm trying to chill.
Honestly, a night with G-Dub
oh,
sounds
you know
awesome.
My mother-in-law taught George W. Bush.
You'd be crazy if George...
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
If George W. Bush...
taught him what?
If to George, paint!
To paint.
She's the...
But, well, he also...
If George W. Bush... Smoked cushy dreams, and Adam told us about.
Oh, that
yeah.
he's
yeah.
the kind of guy that loves.
So George W. Bush,
dreams.
Famously a sober guy when he found God when he was born again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stopped doing sniz, stopped drinking.
The W stands for where to weed at. It's a cushydreams.com.
Yep, and specifically fake weed.
So yeah. He gets by entirely now on this product called Cushy Dreams.
Yeah,
com.
This is what George W. Bush...
This is the shit that the president smoked.
He was
I got
smoking on
that
cushy pack when
I got
he fucking...
the shit the government got.
Yeah.
CBD.
They specialize in extraordinary...
Cocaine Baghdad.
Cocaine
That's
Baghdad.
That's the most fake weed.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
they specialize in extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower, a.k.a. bud, and pre-rolled joints. Join the group of adults and presidents who are sick of vapes and gummies and want to smoke their CBD.
Also, some prime ministers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Abe.
Yeah. Shinzo Abe.
Shinzo's on that fucking cushy.
Now that he's
yeah.
retired, yeah.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
just
yeah.
gets fucked up constantly.
He gets fucked up
he
off cushy.
Fucks around with a sword.
Yeah.
He gets all high and fucks around with a sword.
That's fucking sick.
He's like, I'm retired, bitch.
Yeah. He's cutting his... Yeah. They keep on having to replace his paper walls.
It looks like high quality marijuana. It feels like high quality marijuana. And guess what? It tastes like high quality marijuana.
That's so fucking
CBD
awesome.
CBD content is up to 20%, which is some of the highest in the game.
That's
and the attention to detail is noticeable in every beautiful
it's really
flower.
They got
noticeable.
O'Doul's weed now?
They got O'Doul's, yeah. brother.
Shit.
Smoking your CBD is the most efficient way and quickest way to deliver CBD to your system. It doesn't get you high. There's next to no THC. Independent lab testing shows compliance and purity, and it's grown in California and Oregon. Each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. It's an alternative for people looking to cut back on smoking other things.
Sounds pretty gay. Mm-hmm. Flower experts?
Yeah. It's gay guys. That's gay how you guys. Know it's good.
That's
They love flowers so much. They've seen every rose and petunia and all that shit. And then they're looking at weed.
He loves me not.
It's a bitch forest.
This shit is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks, and every run is a small batch.
Like salmon.
Slow cured. Mm-hmm. They got the antidote to Down syndrome.
That's right.
So here's the deal, folks. They have two main product lines. They have smokable CBD flower, which comes in a 3.5 can.
That's an eighth for you players.
Eighth for you player haters out there.
Yep.
And pre-roll CBD joints.
Andy, have you seen the Arkansas Department of Health like vaccine PSA? Best.
No.
They made this
video to get people vaccinated, and it's just this guy leaning on like a fucking like Caprice Classic on like 24s, and he's like, "Look, I'm out here in the streets. I sell things. I ain't got no choice but to get a vaccine.
Yeah. I'm around people.
He's like, I'm a true entrepreneur.
I'm an entrepreneur.
I'm a true hustler. I'm out here meeting people all day selling things.
Let me holler at you for a second, partner.
Yeah, he's like, it's safe. It's effective. And you got to do you.
There are three lines in order of quality.
It was awesome, dude.
There are three lines.
Little
in
Rock
order of,
Red.
In order of quality, private. A reserve, ultra premium, and premium. And then beneath that, there are six different specific strains that correspond with
monkey
different,
fart.
Different foods. No, relax.
Oh, dude, relax.
You got
dream.
Joe Rogan's penis.
Relax, peace, create, hustle, energy, and dream. So go to cushydreams.com, spelled K-U-S-H-Y, dreams. And at checkout, use promo code CUMTOWN for 20% off. Smoke your CBD because you can.
Marion so Cotillard.
True. Yeah. They grow it in her pussy.
They
grow the CBD in it.
She rips.
She's so hot.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie Taxi? Like the really old French one?
I don't think so.
So it's like from the 90s, and it's about like a guy who's a taxi driver. They remade it with like
Robert De Niro,
Jimmy Fallon, and
Queen Latifah.
The French one rocks, and you see a lot of Marion Cotillard's boobs.
Well, I've definitely seen the screen caps then, if that's the case, because I have absolutely Googled Marion Cotillard breast.
It's sick, though.
What's
it's so
name?
Badass.
Maritard Code Retard?
Code Retard.
Marion Cotillard.
Marion Code Retard.
Mountain Dew Code Retard.
Marianne,
I would love to drink
Marion Cotillard.
You got
that
me that Mountain Dew Code Retard.
You say that at Angelica? I want to see that new movie.
Excuse me. Y'all got Mountain Dew Code Retard? I heard some French bitch got her tits out.
Hey, Shy is still here watching his movies. I'm trying to kick his ass. I bet I could kick his ass.
Where the fuck is that guy at? I'm trying to kick his ass.
I respect him, but I want to see if I can beat that fucking boy's ass.
Yeah, fuck him up and get him to give me the bitch from Even Stevens' number. I'm trying to fuck that bitch, yeah? I know he's seen her pussy.
Dude. I went to the Steelers game the other day. That's what everybody sounded like.
The pussy Steelers.
The Pussy Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Pussy Steelers.
Saw Ben out there.
How's
big
he looking?
Ben is puffy.
Ben is puffy. He's
that
playing
boy
like
big.
Shit.
Yeah.
Good for it. Good.
He's
fuck
playing
the Steelers.
Like shit. He's not getting his power.
But I'll tell you, man.
The Steelers.
Bathroom rape.
The hype is real about a Primanti Brothers.
It's
have you ever had that?
I haven't.
Oh, dude.
Regional.
It's fucking rock.
They are sort of the turkey to Baltimore's Greece.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. So I have regional. Rivalry has stopped me from getting
get a
Primanti
Brothers. Go to the West Virginia location so you're a neutral territory.
It'll have you saying yins in no time.
Yeah, you'll be
it won't.
That's a dumb regional affect.
Yins,
and they try to export
Gillis
that.
Says yins.
Yeah, it's dumb, and I should be canceled for that.
Yeah. Cancel.
I'm gonna start
that.
Saying. I'm gonna tell people that yins means Koreans.
Jared Logan had a really funny joke about it because he's from that part of the West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's they don't say yins there, they say yuns. And they're like, he goes, I'll give you an example of it in a sentence. He goes, yuns want to go sit in that puddle we sit in.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, that shit is fucking stupid. Yeah. I mean, in Baltimore they say use. Yeah. Like, use guys.
Y'all really is perfect. Y'all works better than
no
anything.
One, I, but
no,
dude,
but y'all got
too many
destroyed
people,
by SJW.
Too many people claim they grew up using y'all. And also, some of my friends are doing it also, where it's like, we grew up together. You never said
I
y'all.
I never said y'all growing up, but when I moved to Texas, it's like, it works better than you guys.
Yeah.
Y'all makes way more sense.
Look, whatever, man. You deal with it. You got to fucking deal with that yourself.
How did SJW steal it?
By you talking in
on
AAV
Twitter,
online.
Yeah, they're like, y'all.
And because they're like, and it's gender
I'll
neutral.
Tell you exactly what happened. Indian women found out about Kanye West in their last year of college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then they started writing for the New Republic.
Yes.
Yeah.
They started using y'all, and at which point it was ruined.
Yeah. It is weird. Anytime anyone starts talking different at 28, it's just, come on, man. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Y'all, the whitewashing.
Not
of
even
28, little,
even
20,
like
single.
Yeah.
It is truly wild. And I've made this point before, but Indian women don't realize that they're where white guys were in 1991.
Right.
You're not like, you're not being brought on the team. You're fucking like David Faustino.
Yep.
You're Scott Kahn level.
Yep. I'm with you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're late to the party.
Yeah.
They're late to the pretending to be black party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they're having a good time.
They're
with
Michael
it.
Rappaport.
No, but he's an original, is what Nick is saying.
Michael Rappaport is like the
He's an original gangster.
You know, I never met like a poor Jewish person until I moved to the East Coast. Like, Michael Rappaport is Jewish.
That's hilarious.
Which is just so funny. Every Jewish person I grew up with was a doctor or an accountant or a lawyer.
Even the children.
Yeah, the kids.
Yeah. Also
no, East Coast definitely has Jew trash.
We never, like, I never met a single person. I remember the first time I met an Israeli, and I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, they're scumbags.
Yeah.
And, like, South Shore, Long Island, Jew trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
That's got to feel terrible to be Jewish and poor.
Yeah, what's the point?
It's almost as bad as being white and poor.
Yeah, yeah, but no, it's way worse.
It's so much worse.
It's like
it's not even close. There's like, so many more white people than Jewish people.
Because imagine you're a Jewish guy, you go to a place, you're like, my family, we don't have any money for food, and then people are like, oh, you don't have any money for food.
Yeah, okay, just go to the bank.
Sure,
go to the bank. Show them your card.
It has your name on it. It's named after you. Yeah, being Jewish and poor is like being Pete Buttigieg, like being gay and swagless.
There's plenty of gay swagless people, dude.
Not enough.
Huh?
It's like being a woman and not having a big pair of tits.
Yeah, that's so true.
You're flat chested. You're useless.
I remember there was this one girl I knew that was so tragically flat chested. There was one time we were all hanging out in an apartment. And she was trashed, and she had, like, I don't know if she did it on purpose or what, but she was, like, wearing, like, a loose shirt, and her, like, titty was, her quote-unquote titty was, like, completely out. And no one was paying attention.
Oh, that's brutal. I'm sorry for you, ma'am, if you're listening.
Yeah.
And she was, I will say, I like a small titty as well.
Nah, but this was, like, boop.
Yeah.
Straight
washboard.
I did grow an appreciate. I dated a girl with some small titties, but they had a shape still.
A shapely small titty.
This was no shape.
Yeah. A shapely small titty. And also, I find if they're small, they got all the sensation of a big ass titty in one little titty.
Well, they
so
never.
If you suck on a titty, they'll go wild.
That's true.
But they're never going to lose composure.
No, they'll lose their composure.
No, but you know what I mean? Like with. Sometimes you're turned on by some big old floppers.
Oh, you mean you don't lose your composure?
No. I mean, like, you are turned on by some big old floppers.
I'm listening. I'm sorry.
And then the bra comes off, and they can, like, tuck them into their pockets.
Absolutely. Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. You
but
mean...
I like that because it makes a woman look sort of humble, like, oh, shucks. She's got them there. I was wondering if we could maybe...
Oh,
yeah.
It's like they're looking at the ground with their boobs.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we could fuck or something.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanted to, mister.
She's, like, kicking the ground while she asks.
Oh, just...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kicks dirt onto her nipple because it's on the ground. she kicks her nipple. I forgot to mention, by the way, if you have titties of any size, you should come see me do stand-up comedy this weekend, or actually, I guess New Orleans is this weekend. And when this comes out, the day this comes out, I'm at the fucking New York Comedy Festival. And I believe by the time this comes out, I'll have announced that I'm filming my first special in Los Angeles at the Lodge Room on December 6th.
There you go.
It's a Monday. Come out, buy some tickets. We'd love to fucking sell that thing out.
And I will be in Atlanta on the 19th. Which will be announced by the time this comes out.
Nice. I'll be in Tampa, dude.
Can I plug some shit?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm not doing shit ever again.
That's great. I would love to be in that position.
Hey, a lot of people said I was dumb for buying a bunch of crypto 3 years ago. Now I don't have to fucking work ever again.
That's awesome. Great.
Well, then we should stop the podcast. This is the last episode. Then.
This is the last year. Yeah.
All right. I'm
really happy
it's
to be
been
on
great these last
I still need
years.
To do my plug.
Yeah. Let's let Andy. No, let's end the show before Andy plugs.
I'll be at the Philly Punchline November 6th and 7th.
Hell yeah.
Is this
bro.
Coming out before that?
I think.
A Philly Punchline. What's that? The N word?
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, it's literally not coming out. This will be over.
Oh, okay.
This is, we're this doing is, a minute.
You
advance.
Guys aren't even recording this.
No, no. We just.
No, this is like.
I use this
is coming
to
out.
Yeah, this is coming out November 10th.
And then I'll be at Skyline in Appleton, 26th and 27th.
There you go.
November. And then I have a podcast with my wife.
Yeah.
Called it Find Your Beach.
Find Your Beach. Not that's Find it. Your Bitch. You already found your bitch.
We say that a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, I found my bitchy woman, and she found her.
Do you still like podcasting, or you do it because you feel like you have to?
I like it, but at the same time, it's like, it's not, like, explosive. Like, we don't make, like, a giant Patreon or anything, so sometimes it feels kind of asinine.
Yeah.
Because we're
just,
like, you know, plugging away for, I don't know.
Yeah,
I did it. I never did this because I wanted
to podcast.
I was dying to podcast.
Of course.
Thought that there would be like a big leap. You
of
know?
Course, yeah.
I was
going
to try to piggyback off of my wife's fame.
Right. Mm-hmm. How's it going?
She's horrible.
She's got to get more famous.
I'm doing chores. That's it.
You know what she should do? She should try to be in one of these new James Bond movies.
Yeah.
Right. With her tits out.
That's what she should
and
do.
And talk about
Armas.
How big her tits are.
Has she ever thought about being in one of these James Bond movies?
Probably.
Yeah.
She should get the little gun, the fucking, what's that thing called?
A Saturday Night Special.
PP7.
PP7, yeah. PP7. She should shoot me in the head while I come.
Hey, you know, it'd be pretty cool if your wife killed you while you were busting inside.
Yeah, that'd be the best way to go.
Yeah.
That is how I'm going to ask her to kill me.
Yeah. That's the best way, brother. Ain't nothing finer than
that. If you love me, you'll do this.
You'll fucking shoot me, whore.
Hey, but you got to do it with the PP7 because they'd be fucking badass. I'm going to wear a tuxedo.
Yeah. That would be cool to pretend you're James Bond failing on a mission.
I don't know how I want to die, but whatever it is, I want to have to be publicly fished out of something.
Yeah.
In front of families.
That'd be great.
Either like some kind of industrial ventilation system.
Oh, it's got to be like a lake.
Lake or...
I want to be...
like a small lake, like a small pond in a
something
park.
Something, a pond
where a lot of families
they're
are.
They're trying to ignore it.
I
want
to be stuck to the bottom of that fountain in front of Del Frisco's across the street from Radio City.
Yes. The smallest amount of water possible is the funniest.
But I'm going to set it up when I walk into the fountain like I'm like a Houdini. Like I'm be like, the greatest escape.
Yeah, you know? And then I just die
in front of...
then you take a bunch of pills and fucking pass out. You're like, you start foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, yeah. All these people are like cheering me on, and then I just die and I ruin their vacation.
Yeah, your body's just fucking shaking.
Help me! Help me!
Yeah, I would love that.
That's really good, Andy.
Yeah, that's how
yes,
I'm gonna
go. Yes, yes, yes. Failing at a David Blaine stunt is the best way to die. Just everyone watching. If you get terminal cancer, that's how you got to go.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do something like that.
Yeah. Try to jump a motorcycle or something.
Yeah.
Just explode.
Yeah.
They're fucking power washing your fucking body off a bus.
It'd be awesome. Tightrope walk, your first step, you slip.
Yeah.
Or you fall off the platform. Yeah. You don't even touch the rope.
Yeah.
And somehow, like, you fall, but then we have the camera tracking.
Yeah.
You know, like the 9/11 victims coming out of the towers. But you fall and your pants get
your
caught
dick
on the platform.
Comes out.
Yeah, it rips your pants off, and then you're just ass.
Yeah, your ass, the little
and
ass.
There's
dick
his ass,
bobbling.
And there's his little dick, and there's his ass. And he's hit the ground.
I'm kind of amazed nobody's done a suicide on Instagram Live, like a jump off.
I'm sure they have, but it probably gets deleted immediately.
Yeah.
And then it's just on Live Leak.
Yeah, they should. I agree with you, dude.
It's got to be. The thing is it just has to be bad for the algorithm.
Yeah.
Because if it was good, you know, if that was getting people to buy Crocs or whatever,
yeah,
we'd see that every fucking day.
That's what you guys need to pivot to, that pro-suicide marketing.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Well, this is already a pro-Anna podcast. We had Silverchair on last
week.
Yes,
it
is.
Not.
What's a pro-Anna?
It is.
Nothing tastes as good as... Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Yeah.
I think everyone should be fat.
I'm actually on... I think I'm on hour 14 in my fast. No, I'm 16, yeah.
You're fasting? For what?
I just do intermittent.
Oh. Nice. You do eat, stop, eat?
What?
Do you do eat, stop, eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just do 8 hours.
Yeah.
But I don't go to the gym anymore.
Nice.
Really?
I can't afford it. I was going to Equinox. It was too much.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Have you been to Equinox?
No, but I want to go.
It's so worth it. 100% worth it.
How much is it a month?
$250,
$260. I heard that they have a...
They charge you based on weight, so if you...
Oh, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
But it does sound... It's worth it, though, right? It's like nice.
It's so nice.
2 days of the week that I would go, I'd go like 4 days a week. Two of those days, I would go and just go to the locker room, suck a couple guys off, steam, shower.
Do you know Lewis? You're friends with Lewis, right?
Which one?
Gomez.
I'm not friends with him.
He had like a public feud with Equinox because he kept getting propositioned in the locker room. That's so funny. They keep trying to have fucking gay sex with me in there.
They won't let me eat in the locker room.
Yeah,
it's going to hurt my feelings if not enough guys want to fuck me in there, dude.
Yeah.
There'll be a guy for you.
No, dude, because the guys that want to fuck me aren't at the gym.
Yeah, the
one
gym.
Time I was gym gay the, guys aren't my kind of gay guys.
But maybe they're the kind of like fit guy that's
like... Yeah, there's got to be a fit guy that's
really
a chubby chaser.
No, they don't.
I was in a...
Not the Equinox gays.
24-hour fitness in L.A., like showering, the one that's like next to the arc light. Mm-hmm. And they have like, between the showers, they have like smoked me glass.
Yeah.
And the dude next to me in the shower was just jerking off facing me. He's like trying to shower.
So
and
funny.
I turn and there's this little Latino guy just like, I could see his pupils through this glass.
That's so funny.
Surprise. Surprise. Por surprise yo.
Did you see the jit hit the wall, dude?
No, I bailed. I should have just been an alpha about it and just turned and jerked off at him, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would have showed
you
him.
You should have beaten him to death.
This is self-defense,
yeah,
bro.
And then you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
Classic. You know?
And then people start to get mad, and like you're faced... So you beat him to death, and there's a crowd forming in the mm-hmm. locker room.
Yeah.
And you're just facing like the sink area after you've murdered this man.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what's wrong with you? This is homophobic. But then you turn around and you've put women's makeup on.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
you were being raped.
My dick is tucked.
Yeah. No, you're... Yeah.
And they're like, checkmate.
Innocent.
And the world turns another day.
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Fuck. Well... Oh, that's going to do it for us, folks.
Thank you, Andy. Check out Andy's podcast. Go see Andy on the road. Mm-hmm. And he'll probably see Stav and I wherever we are. Big congrats to Stav on the special.
Well,
very proud of you.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes first.
Who's opening?
I don't know.
All the bitches that show up.
Are you going to be in L.A., dude? You want to do it?
I'm not going to be in L.A. If you fly me out, I'll do it.
Maybe.
All right.
I would like somebody good to open.
But Jamel's out there.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got Melzer. I haven't thought about it, though.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, guys.